Election Day is tomorrow, you know that, but already we have seen long wait times to vote across Greater Los Angeles. This past weekend, thousands of Angelenos stood in line, some for hours, at half a dozen early voting centers from Culver City all the way to North Hollywood in the Valley. Is this a harbinger of what's to come in the near future? Kevin Roderick is here with this week's LA Observed. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Happy Election Eve.
Yes, happy.
Will.
It's almost over day.
Yeah. Well, or will it be over? I think that's what that's the question that we really should ask. More than 78% of eligible voters in California are registered to vote this election. That is the highest percentage in nearly two decades. Is that contributing, do you think, to these long wait lines?
Oh, I think so. You know, presidential races are the ones with the most turnout anyway. We all know that in city elections in Los Angeles, almost nobody votes. But in presidential elections, most people always vote. But in this race in particular, the turnout is expected to be very high here and across the country.
I mentioned at the outset that these wait times could signal what's to come in the near future. Tell us more about these so-called voting centers and what changes we're talking about.
Okay, well, what's different? In the last few weeks, Los Angeles County has been opening these voting centers for people. You can drive to Norwalk during the week if you want to go vote over there, or you can go to one of these six centers that are around the county. And a lot of people have been doing it. So we were presented with, for the first time ever, this scene of people lining up to vote before Election Day. And what's going on, you wonder? Well, there is a plan afoot, and this is coming from Dean Logan, who's the Registrar of Voters in Los Angeles County. He would like to get Los Angeles away from the antiquated voting technology that it uses today and move it toward a more modern system that make it easier for votes to be counted. It's unclear whether it'll make it easier for people to vote. That's because instead of these 4,000 polling places in your neighborhood, they're going to consolidate those into regional voting centers around the county. And to vote on Election Day, you'll have to travel.
You'll have to travel, and you may have to wait in line, especially if it's on a weekend when a lot of people are off work. They don't want to vote on Tuesday, or maybe they can't do it, so they go to North Hollywood or, as I mentioned, Culver City. Mm-hmm. And we've gotten some reports, like the North Hollywood location, some people were waiting as long as 6 hours.
Yes, this was way, way too long to vote. And part of that is because it may be the first time that people are doing that. There was quite a turnout there. But also, it's a very long ballot. You know, it takes a long time for people to wade through the ballot, especially if they come to the poll not prepared.
And to be sure, you can mail in your ballot as well. You can request a mail-in ballot in California.
Well, so that's the thing here. I look at the TV coverage of the people who were waiting in line in North Hollywood. It was, you know, a couple of thousand people in line there. And, you know, the thing to know about these people is every one of them can, if they want to, register to get their ballot sent to them in the mail, and they'll return it by mail. And that is part of the idea behind the voting centers that are coming. Dean Logan hopes to have them in place by the next presidential election in 2020. And that is, it's meant to encourage more and more people to vote ahead of time by mail if they can, which, you know, along with everything else that does, makes it easier. It makes it a lot quicker to count the votes on election night.
Right, right. And I wonder, with all the people voting and who knows how many people showed up, you know, if they waited 6 hours in line, whether everybody stayed in line, whether it dissuaded any voters, I don't know. But what will the turnout, do you think, be tomorrow?
Well, I haven't heard any real reliable figures, but Dean Logan and others predict that it will be a very high turnout. He looks at the 25,000 people who have voted early just the last two weekends in these regional centers, and he says that tells him that the turnout is going to be very high on Election Day.
It seems like there's a lot of interest in this election.
Well, you know, it's what happens. When you get people interested, when there's issues that really have people talking, that's when people vote. It's funny how it works that way.
Kevin Roderick. By the way, if you're still looking for answers about tomorrow's election, especially the state and local ballot propositions, we've got you covered. This evening at 7 o'clock tonight, I'll be hosting KCRW's special election preview, running through the most important statewide ballot measures and local tax proposals, too. It's yours, 7 o'clock tonight, right here on KCRW. Kevin, thanks for your time.